Joining me in studio, we are talking, Sean Schwartz, we are talking about education and the future of education. Sean is the CEO of Learn A Lot. Good morning. Thank you for joining us in studio.
Morning, Howard. Thanks for having us.
So we've been, and we speak a lot about how, here on certainly on this show, about how things are shifting with regard to education, because we're starting to see different, an acceptance of different styles of education, kids being educated in different ways. One of our kids is completing their matric through an online GED system because the regular classroom wasn't for him. There's a lot of change, and we, I believe, finally starting to recognize how important this is. And one of the things I'm fascinated about is what you guys are doing is you're even taking extra lessons and tutoring where a kid might be struggling or might want to achieve better marks than they're doing, and you're even moving that online.
Absolutely. You know, online education with kids is the future. I mean, kids live on their cell phones. They don't...
Kids, we all.
Well, everyone does.
I mean, I don't, but others I've heard.
Well, most people.
I do.
I've seen that you do. And
Jeez, he's been in studio what 6 minutes and he's judging.
First thing that he said to me was he commented on your multitasking skills.
That's unbelievable. I can't believe that you can do so many things at once. But I can tell you that online learning with kids, that's how they learn. Mm. They're not used to sitting and reading a book 45 pages at a time and trying to remember all this and making notes. They learn from watching. Mm-hmm. Videos, online videos is a huge part of how children these days learn. And so for the last few years, online learning has become incredibly popular. Even the biggest universities in the world, MIT, Harvard, all of them are doing online learning. And that's the way they've gone. And so over the last year or two, we found that kids didn't necessarily want to just sit in front of an extra lessons teacher and learn what they need to learn.
Because it's the same thing they've been doing all day, isn't it?
Exactly.
They've been in a classroom for many of them. In fact, for most kids, to be honest, it's hard to sit in a classroom. I mean, you know, those things, days haven't changed when you'd go to school and think, oh, hell, double Afrikaans. You know?
Double maths.
Or double maths, yes, yes.
The double Afrikaans to me was the worst.
Yeah, me too, actually, me too. but so then you get through a day like that, you get home, and in fact, your double math didn't help you. You really are in need of a bit of help, and now you're going to go to another hour lesson of maths.
And the thing
it's
is,
it's soul-destroying.
It may not be today. Your extra lesson may only be scheduled for Friday afternoon or next Monday, and you may have already missed it. And you've come home, you're trying to do your maths homework.
You can't.
And you can't. No. You don't know what's going on. You need help now, not in a week's time.
So that also is not only about the way in which kids are learning, but it's about the fact that things need to be instantaneous and accessible.
Absolutely. On demand for these kids is what we need.
Right.
And so that's what we do for them.
So how do you do that?
So what they do is the kids go online onto the learnalot.com website.
Mm-hmm.
They choose their extra lessons teacher. Whoever it may be, they may already have one, or they'll choose a new one. They'll go and check out the teacher, watch a little bit of a video clip on them, and see which one suits them. And they'll literally click on that maths teacher, or the science teacher, or the English teacher, and they'll choose the date. It could be today.
Right.
As they click on that date, it tells them which time slots are available, and the time slot might be in 2 hours' time. They just click in 2 hours' time. They choose the lesson. They click pay.
And
they're done.
So you can actually pay. It's almost like a pay as you go.
It is pay as you go.
So Natty, are you hearing this?
Like airtime.
It's like airtime. All you need to do, you need to add just a please call me. On this.
Well, we do call them back.
Right.
Wow,
exactly.
I love that.
And we do it online.
But that's incredible. What it also does, and it's interesting because we've been working on this philosophy at home. We're using my daughter as an experiment. As I say, I'm not sure it's working yet, but I'm in the optimistic phase. Is we want her to be the CEO of her own life. In other words, you know, why are we pushing her to, you know, go to that teacher, get an extra lesson? If she needs this information, which she does, for her future, then she needs to go out and acquire that information. And what this does, and in other words, what we're trying to do is shift that control back to her. She's a very, very strong person, and us trying to control the way in which she learns isn't going to work. She needs to control the way she learns and what she learns. And what this does, to a large extent, is actually put the control back to the kids so they can go online, they make the appointment, and then they engage.
100%. That's exactly how it works.
Very interesting.
And the kids love it.
Of course.
They get an email as soon as they've booked to say, this is the webinar link that you're going to click on.
I wish I was a kid today. I wish I was a kid today.
It's just so convenient. No traveling.
Yeah.
They don't have to get their parents to get them to the extra lesson. It just works. And all the kids, they love it. It just works so well.
And what age is this from?
So at the moment we're focusing on grades 10, 11, and 12.
Okay, makes sense. So it's the senior high school years. Yeah.
And we'll see with the demand. If there's demand for lower grades, then we'll start.
And subject wise?
So at the moment we're focusing on call it the most important subjects.
Right.
I know that's not really the
ones, so we don't judge here.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we never judge here.
So we offer English, Afrikaans, math, science, RT, accounting.
Right.
And those subjects are where kids struggle.
Right. Definitely. What about Afrikaans?
Yeah, Afrikaans is
Afrikaans,
there.
Definitely.
Oh, did you say Afrikaans?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I missed that.
The double Afrikaans was the word.
Double Afrikaans. You have to do that. Yeah, like I kind of blanking out completely. Someone says Afrikaans. What? Were you talking? Were you actually saying something?
Double Afrikaans before break.
Why are we so traumatized by that? Double Afrikaans. Why is everybody traumatized by double Afrikaans?
I don't know.
I'm 51 years old.
I can still remember it.
I can still remember double Afrikaans. It was hell. You know what? Don't go away. We're going to go to news headlines. We're going to go to sport. And I want to come back and continue this conversation. I'm absolutely fascinated by it because I think it's a very, very important trend. I'd love your thoughts on it. I'm chatting to Sean Schwartz. He is the CEO of Learn A Lot. We are talking about their approach to education and of course to this whole extra lessons story. So give us the name of that website.
It's learnalot.com.
Learnalot.com. Okay. Yes. And you can go on there and do you need to register beforehand, obviously, I would assume.
Yes, we need your name, phone number and email address just to be able to communicate with you. But if you want to just browse all the different extra lessons that we have available and all the other courses that we have available, you can just browse. There's no need to register.
So we come home, one of my kids comes home this afternoon panicking about double Afrikaans or maths or whatever it is, and they need some help. Can they choose a section? How does that work?
So it's all on demand.
Right.
And specifically what they need help with. So when they book in their lesson, there's a note sphere.
I'm trying to even think a section of Afrikaans. Anati, help me out here. Let's say I need help with...
Met-Anavurde.
No, they don't. Do they do that in school?
No.
I hated Met-Anavurde. We worked out that if we gave ourselves zero for Met-Anavurde in our matric paper, then if you could still pass Afrikaans whilst giving yourself zero for Met-Anavurde, you'd be okay. Did you have Met Underwood or something?
I can't even remember. All I remember is orals, May Fakansi.
Where did you go on Fakansi? Oh, go on, tell us your oral.
No, I can't remember. I just remember there were a lot of May Fakansi orals.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. I remember Stompy. I don't know what Stompy is, but I remember something about Stompy. And I remember a poem. Dusty blow, dusty blonde, dust owl.
Wow.
Something like that. I think that was like the whole poem. This was one I spotted because it had like seven words and it never came up. But anyway, right. So let's say I've got a problem with Stompy, whatever that might be.
So when you're booking your lesson, there's a notes field and you just type in there to say, I'm struggling with Stompy. Please, can you help me with that? So at least the teacher knows that when it comes time for the lesson, that's what he or she is going to focus on.
I see. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely incredible. Linda says, good morning, Mayhem team. Even my grandson of 10 loves your show. Bye, donkey. Jason Mraz, lekker music. Avona lekker dag. Na al die mensen van leister van dag. You see?
I love that.
I absolutely love that. All right. Time is 7:39. And are you seeing, it's interesting, is there resistance from parents? Do parents still want the traditional one-on-one lessons? Or, and I have no doubt this will appeal to the kids because they don't need to leave the house. They can stay where they are. They can get what they want. It is not so such a commitment as far as they are concerned. But what about parents?
So it has been a bit of a challenge with some of the parents. Mm. Some of them have said, well, you know what, let's just continue with our normal extra lessons, but let's just try it out. Try out a couple of lessons, and the kids are loving it, and they're saying to their parents, you know, this is working better for me than for you having to ship
me out
every 3 o'clock
on Monday. That is the big factor, that parents don't need to do that. Yeah. What about price? Is there a price benefit?
So, definitely. At the moment, all the lessons are 300 rand an hour. So,
so that is cheap. Yeah, it's cheaper than a lot of extra lessons, I know.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. So it works well for the kids and financially for the parents. Parents also don't have to schlep the kids, which is really a great advantage from their perspective.
Absolutely right. That's where we leave it. Time is 7:41. Remind us the name again.
Learnalot.com.
Learnalot.com.